And as a result, the fuels are at less than 50% moisture content right now, which is it's critical level right now.
Japan has just broken its heat record, notching 106.8 degrees. It may get even hotter there. Smoke from Canadian wildfires continues to cause air quality concerns for millions of Americans in the Midwest and Northeast. CBS Philadelphia meteorologist Grant Gilmore.
The worst of the air quality, not just in the United States, but in the world, is right in Detroit, but still some reduced air quality across the Northeast today as we track some of that smoke being pulled to the south and to the east.
Two Department of Homeland Security officials told CBS News U.S. border agents have been told to stop deporting migrants under President Trump's ban on asylum claims. That follows a federal court order. Border officials have now been told to process migrants through a procedure known as expedited removal, which allows migrants to at least apply for asylum. Police in Tennessee are searching for the man they say killed four people and kidnapped a baby last week. Correspondent Nancy Chen.
28-year-old Austin Robert Drummond allegedly took the baby after killing its parents, grandmother, and uncle. It was later found alive and abandoned 40 miles from the scene. Three people connected to the murders have since been arrested, and authorities have not revealed how those arrested helped Drummond or how the four individuals were killed. Drummond is believed to have fled the state and considered armed and dangerous.
CBS's Jim Krasula reports a grand jury declined to indict a former Atlanta police officer on manslaughter charges in the death of a church deacon.
62-year-old Johnny Holman Sr. died in August of 2023 after refusing to sign a citation following a traffic accident. Video shows former Atlanta police officer Kieran Kimbrough using a taser on Holman, who later died. An autopsy determined Holman's death was a homicide, with heart disease as a contributing factor.
3,200 workers at three Midwest Boeing plants remain on strike after rejecting the latest contract deal.
That deal, important to mention, included a 20% wage increase over the course of 4 years. Union leaders had actually recommended approving this earlier offer. They called it a landmark agreement. They said that it would essentially improve medical, pension, and overtime benefits.
Correspondent Chanel Call reporting. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A zoo is asking people to donate unwanted small pets to feed to other animals.
A zoo in Denmark is asking the public for donations of unwanted small pets or horses to feed its captive predators. The zoo says chickens, rabbits, and guinea pigs are an important part of the diet of its predators, which need whole prey like they would hunt in the wild. The zoo saying, if you have a healthy animal that has to leave here for various reasons, feel free to donate it to us. It's also accepting horses for feeding its animals, which it says on its website are euthanized by a zookeeper and a veterinarian. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The New York Post is launching a California tabloid newspaper and news site next year. The California Post will add another title to Rupert Murdoch's sprawling media empire. Plans for the Los Angeles-based paper call for it to be conservative politically and, quote, irreverent. There will be a print edition 7 days a week, plus a website, social media accounts, and digital audio and video products. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Still some air quality concerns out there thanks to wildfire smoke drifting through. We'll see mostly clear to partly cloudy skies, light winds, and morning lows in the low to mid-60s. On Tuesday, some smoke, mostly sunny, upper 70s to lower 80s. Currently 62 degrees.
W-R-J-N.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you crystal blue persuasion.
pleasure. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down on every green field in every town, all of his children in every nation, there'll be peace and good brotherhood, crystal blue persuasion.
Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah. I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave?
That prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care?
Prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
WRJN.
Baby, 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 don't leave me. Ooh, please don't leave me all by myself. I've got this burning, burning, yearning feeling inside me. Ooh, deep inside me. And it hurts so bad.
blast meeting so many of you at events around Racine this summer. And we're looking forward to connecting even more as the summer and fall roll on. From downtown Racine events to events in parks, along the lakeshore, and in neighborhoods, WRJN is there to be part of what makes you happy. We're looking forward to seeing you again.
My heart.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Stone so big,
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Your teddy bear, put a chain Don't get in the way. could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The standoff between Texas House Democrats and Governor Greg Abbott continues, with the lawmakers out of state hampering GOP plans for new congressional maps. The latest from Austin.
Quorum has been broken, arrest warrants issued, and Governor Abbott has ordered state troopers to return House Democrats back to the state capitol. Texas House Speaker Dustin Burroughs weighed in.
They've shirked their responsibilities under the direction and pressure of out-of-state politicians and activists who don't know the first thing about what's right for Texas.
Many of the Texas Democrats are holed up in Illinois. State Rep.